It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just amazing what this league can do, right? It's just amazing what this league can freaking do. This guy has the skinniest legs on the planet and comes in and makes the game-winning kick. And he's old as smoke. I love him to death. I'm glad that he still got it. He just put something else in his history book of being a legend. I'm thankful for him. I'm glad that he's here. And like I said before, let's keep his old ass in Buffalo.
Matt Prater.
Good start. How's Tyler Bassfield right now?
He's probably feeling a little nervous.
We have the date for the Bills' holiday touchdown love story premiere, November 22nd. Maybe you knew that. But the people that are going to be in the movie were at Highmark for some promotional stuff.
Okay.
I also saw... Hold on. I got to do a thing here.
They were Highmark on Sunday?
Yeah.
For promotional stuff?
I'm looking.
I did see a trailer. There was a trailer dropped for this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to see who's
or
in
a tease.
It. I'm currently searching that couple on Instagram that's really cheesy and they sing songs and stuff because I'm 99% sure they were at the game.
They have not appeared in my algorithm, so I'm not sure.
I have no idea their
about.
Names.
They're a couple who sing songs.
They sing and perform on Instagram, and it's very, very elaborate and cheesy and humorous and lighthearted, I guess. I don't know who they are. If I saw their faces, I could tell you who they are.
So I don't know.
I also don't know. And this
are they from? Could they be from Buffalo?
No.
You think you would know if they were
definitely,
from Buffalo?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
If they were from Buffalo, we would all know that. They're definitely not from Buffalo. I don't know who they are. I'm going to get bombarded with, are these the people that sing on Instagram? Anyway, 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. What do you got?
We were just talking in the break a little bit. There was a stat that was circulating on Twitter yesterday from Josh Dubow of the AP. So before Sunday, when the Bills won, Josh Allen had been 0-16 when starting a drive, trailing by a score in the final 4 minutes, playoffs included, before that drive on Sunday. Only Brad Johnson had been worse since 2000. That is a Bills stat. Than more than it is a Josh Allen stat.
Because
I think there were
he won the 13 seconds game twice.
Right. Also, there was the New England game a couple of years ago where Mac Jones drove the ball down the field and won it with like 10 seconds to go. There's the Hail Murray game where they drive down against the Cardinals. He throws a game-winning touchdown to Diggs. And then Kyler Murray throws it to DeAndre Hopkins and it's game over. There were a couple of games where he tied it. Minnesota. After they blew the lead, he drove down with 31 seconds left and tied it. So, I don't know if that has to be a completely irrelevant stat, but it's not a Josh Allen stat to me. Because there were a lot of games where he did the job, and then his defense couldn't close it. And Sunday, you didn't need the defense to close it. Because they expertly executed it down to the wire. But still, very surprising to see that... The first thing I thought of was the GM saying after last season, oh, I'd take the ball down three
every
2 minutes ago every time. Like, oh, yeah, you would, because the team's never won in that environment. Not his fault, not the quarterback's fault.
No, that's right.
But they've never won in that situation. Now they have.
Matt and Clarence is up. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Oh, am I up?
You're up.
Oh, just listening to you guys talk about the Dolphins, like, if the Bills' offense continues rolling like this, I'm pretty sure Brady will get a head coaching job next year. Mm-hmm. And if the, you know, Dolphins struggle and McDaniel gets fired, I wouldn't hate the idea of McDaniel coming to Buffalo and trying to resurrect his coaching career. Like, I'd be super excited to have him as an offensive coordinator just because, you know, what what he did with Tua, you know, what could he do with Allen?
Yep, he'd be on my list if we cross that bridge in the next offseason. And I wouldn't want to indict him for everything that's happened there. I think there's only so much you can do. And he would also be a Shanahan-style coach. Just be curious to see how that looks with Allen, although I think Brady runs some of those types of concepts. So, yeah, he's a guy. He's a name. I think he'll get fired. He right now, who would you – I heard Mike ask this question yesterday. Who would you take right now to be the first coach fired, Mike McDaniel or the field?
Mike McDaniel.
Wouldn't you take McDaniel? Because that's who I would take.
Yeah, it's coming off the tracks real quick over there.
Yep. Thanks, Matt.
It could be Dable's another option for this. I don't know who else could be like on the verge, but it's going to be McDaniel
to be fired
first one fired for sure. I don't know how he could make it to the end of the year. I guess you went through the schedule. That could be how he falls into 7-8 wins and he keeps it on the tracks just long enough to make it to the end of the year. But I think that is absolutely ending this year.
803-0550. Thank you to the person on Twitter. Now I don't see anything on their feed. The Holderness family, yes, I swear I saw them walking into the stadium.
Yeah,
yes, they're on Instagram. They do a lot of cheesy videos and cool, whatever, fun stuff. But I don't see that they posted anything. But
okay, don't you think they probably would have? Wouldn't they have been singing Mr. Brightside at the end?
You think
that's their thing? By the way, now that McDaniel is the favorite, first coach fired, obviously. Want to take a stab at who the first quarterback benched favorite is?
Yeah, I do want to take a shot.
First quarterback benched, who's the favorite?
First quarterback benched.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out. And that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he got off to a pretty slow start. Not a great start. As you'd expect for the favorite.
As I would expect for this player, or
yeah,
the,
like you would expect the favorite to be the first quarterback benched to not have had a very good week one.
No,
like,
but
it's
saying,
not Daniel Jones.
Is it Russell Wilson?
It's Russell Wilson.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Brian Daboll was asked about it. Is Russ going to start? And
right.
My brain was going to young rookies that didn't play. I'm like, oh, JJ McCarthy played, second year guy. What are the rookies that didn't play? And Jackson Dart's the answer. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then Rattler and Flacco are the next two after that. And then Caleb Williams. Which I think that's a ridiculous line. Why would they bench Caleb Williams?
They did lock up Tyson Bagent to a deal. They did. They signed Tyson Bagent.
They did. That was a weird contract when I saw it. It wasn't like $9 million.
He's kind of maybe kind of okay good. Yeah.
Is he, or are we just thinking about how Collinsworth used to compare him to Mahomes?
Well, that's the thing about getting a coach like Ben Johnson is, you know, you take that job because you have Caleb, and Ben Johnson might be like a Shanahan level offensive mind where it's like, listen, I can find someone else to do this. I know I'm good.
Right.
That's Shanahan, that's McVay, that's Matt LaFleur, that trio of I know I'm good. Right? When LaFleur lost Jordan Love for a couple games, who went in?
Malik Willis.
And he was totally respectable.
Was totally fine. After he was horrible in Tennessee.
I think Ben Johnson is that level of, all right, we're going to let Caleb figure some things out because I'm ready to win some games and I know I'm good.
Well, what might be a weird dynamic there, too, is don't the Shanahan guys like quarterbacks that keep it all in structure, right? Like, my offensive scheme, my concepts, that's going to be getting guys open. Like, you just got to stay within the frame of that, and that's going to work. How do those guys usually feel about quarterbacks like Caleb Williams who are going outside of structure all the time?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
All the time. Like, really, like, Purdy doesn't do that in with Shanahan, and Darnold never did that with Minnesota with O'Connell, and with Ben Johnson, Goff didn't do that. Like, those guys don't like the out of structure guys generally. Garoppolo has been the quarterback that's run that system too. But still, Caleb Williams, first overall pick to be benched at some point during this year. It'd have to go pretty poorly.
Mike in a car is up. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. Brady, I mean, following up on what you guys were talking about earlier, I just don't get how he can, what he did in the second and third series of the game. You know, you talked about maybe that the Bills thought that they were going to be able to stop the Ravens. What does that have to do with it? The point is that you put points on the board. And the conservatism that he showed in that second and third drive, those stupid wide receiver screens, the run on second and one and third and one, the 3 2-point conversions. I mean, where was the ingenuity? Where was the announcer says, here we go. This is the biggest play of the year, biggest play of the game. He's going to draw up something special for this 2-point conversion. And he throws a corner pass to Coleman, which is even in the best case scenario is a 50-50 ball. I mean, there just seems to be, and it goes back to last year when we tried that quarterback sneak 5 times and failed 4 times on big situations against Baltimore, against Kansas City. And it's like, where's the ingenuity? Where's the, I'm going to do something different that nobody's ever seen. I'm going to surprise these guys. He did it once with the Moore handoff inside, which was a great 8-yard gain. But it's like we've got these big situations and there's nothing. There's nothing different. There's nothing surprised. Let's make Josh throw a perfect pass to a guy in the corner of the end zone on a play which may cost us, if we don't make it, may cost us the game. And you think he would have drawn up something special. Yeah. I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. I mean, fades are statistically low probability plays. Now, some receivers are going to be better than others, and I'd rather throw it to Keon Coleman than pretty much anybody else on the team, maybe, if you're going to do like a post-up kind of fade. That said, you know, without getting too far down on that, I will admit to something. I find myself a little frustrated. The offense is great, not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just admitting this. Safe space, circle of trust. That I get a little frustrated with, like, okay, an Allen sneak for not much. If you're going to do it, it's got to work all the time to me. Otherwise, when it doesn't work, when it gets bottled up, I think, man, there's just no other idea than try this again. And they got that way with Dorsey, too. Dorsey would be like 3 in a row from Allen inside the 2. And I think, you don't have plays?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it works and it's all great. And other times, you know, I got Josh in fantasy, so I do like those. But I do sometimes think, how about some, well, whatever. I don't want to complain. They scored 41.
They scored 41.
You know? And they almost scored 25 if a pass didn't get deflected into the arms of a receiver. But still. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't like the first half either. I had a bigger problem with the screens than I did with anything.
But it
was the timing of the screens. And it's also like you got to live and die sometimes with like Josh checks into that. And sometimes he'll check into a screen on 3rd and 6. And I'm going, what is he doing? And then he'll also check into, let me put James Cook next to me and run him out to the flat on the right. Yeah. And it's a 50-yard play that Allen got them into.
But the key difference on that is, if you check into a play and the alignment is such that, like, it ends up, I'm checking to a tight end screen. I feel like I'm capped on that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas James Cook, oh, I got Cook in space. That I do like. Anyway, they scored 41. We got to shut up and move on to the Jets at some point. Maybe not. It was such a great game, we probably shouldn't. Extendo Sports coming up, 803-0550 on WGR.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.